Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Anna. I called in a couple other times. I think I told you guys I used to be able to see my grandpa when I was little and like talk to him and stuff as if he was real. I don't think I actually knew that he was a ghost until I kept being like, when do I get to see old grandpa? And then probably put it together. But I have more stories for you guys that I remembered by listening to you guys' podcast when I was at work. So I think I told you guys a couple stories about my Grandpa Carson and weird things that happened to his wife after he passed away. But I forgot one that happened to me. So it was the first Christmas without him because he passed away in the summer. So it was that like Christmas after that, when this happened. And it's always a tradition that we go to church Christmas Eve night. So it was like him and his wife and, you know, all of us that would go. And my grandma always joked that if we didn't go, we wouldn't get our presents. So we saw them every single year, like my entire life on this day. And obviously when we went that year, it was extremely hard on my mom. She didn't do so well losing her dad, and not having him there was a pretty rough night for her. And she, you know, I looked over at her a few times, and she had some tears rolling down. You know, his wife, my grandma, she just had an incredible hard time with his passing. You know, she read a ton of books. She always talked about him. You know, like she had the most experiences after he passed away, which, you know, I can understand. It was like things would move or things would turn on, and I always kind of thought that was him telling her that he's with her, he's okay. But this Christmas, or that Christmas that I'm talking about, it was after the service, and you know, everyone was hugging each other, saying Merry Christmas, like hellos, goodbyes, because kind of showed up late. but all of a sudden I feel this tap on my shoulder, and I immediately looked around, and you know, you can normally see if someone taps you on the shoulder, like them turn away or them put their hand down, and I didn't see anything. And I was talking to my mom and my dad, and I immediately asked them, did you see someone tap me on the shoulder, or do you know if someone tapped me on the shoulder? And then I asked everyone around us, like, did you tap me? Like, did you want to, like, tell me something? And everyone said no. Like, no one tapped me. And, you know, I I'm learning that I'm either sensitive or at a clairvoyant reading. So my friend's clairvoyant, and she told me I'm clairvoyant. And so I don't know if that's true, if I'm just sensitive, but I know I'm extremely sensitive to energy, like whether it be people's personal energy that they give off or just energy in general. But I mean, I pick up on switches in energy so immediately, and it affects me. I mean, it affects my mood. It affects like my entire being. So, you know, I always just kind of thought my grandpa at that Christmas was, you know, tapped me on my shoulder because I was just the most sensitive, and kind of him letting us know he was there with us, even though he couldn't be there with us. Which, you know, was kind of nice, comforting. But the other story I have is another Ouija story, because I know I told you guys about a Ouija board story. This one is about my roommate, Tara. She, fake names, of course. She told me when we were living together, like, she loved Ouija boards, and I, like, forbid them in my house. Like, I heard a story when I was little from a pastor who, like, had to go to a house after they used the Ouija board, and drawers were flying out, and I was petrified, and I will not touch whenever, like, no. I know I'm super sensitive already, and I do not want things unleashed. But someone close to her was missing, and they couldn't find him. No one could find him. He wouldn't pick up his phone call. No one, like, he was just gone. And everyone was worried about him and stuff, and they called everywhere, and no one could find this guy. So her sister, and I think it was like their friend, decided to take out the Ouija board to help find him. And, you know, they did the traditional, like, is anyone here questions. And apparently they asked the spirits, like, do you know where he is? And it responded, yes. And then they asked him, like, where is he? And I'm pretty sure it gave it, like, a room number or a phone number, like, something, like, eerie or, you know, that's, like, not super direct, but it's, like, a clue. And so they followed that, and they actually ended up finding him. The Ouija board was right. Basically, she told me the Ouija board led her to her friend, and she always swore that they weren't dangerous after that. And, you know, I still always told her if she used one in our apartment, I was going to move out, because knowing my history, I'd be the one getting haunted by a demon or something. But, yeah, she actually, the Ouija board was good help in that instance, where it, like I said, like, I don't really remember if it was a phone number or anything like that, but basically that piece of information that it gave her led them to him, and he was in the hospital. So it was either, like, the hospital number or the room number or something within the hospital where it made them go there, and he was there. And, which, you know, thank God it was a good spirit and she's not, like, being haunted now. But, yeah, I thought I would tell you those two little stories, because I think I told you guys all my other ones. I have been hearing footsteps around my apartment. And I live in an apartment, so, but it's like a three-unit. There's a unit above us, and then there's a unit kind of next to us, but we're separated by, like, a concrete wall. And, I mean, you could scream and the neighborhood doesn't hear you. Like, we've tested it out. So, and the guy upstairs got evicted. So there's no one living upstairs. And it'll be me home alone, of course, because it's always when I'm alone. And I just hear footsteps, like, someone's upstairs or someone's walking around or someone's somewhere. And it's just like, if my neighbor's doing jumping jacks and yelling and doing all this stuff and I can't hear it, then, you know, like, how is, like, just casually walking around, how am I going to hear that sound? So it's not like I can't confirm it, but I don't know. It's just like one of those eerie things that makes me wonder. But I don't know. I hope I can call you guys again. I'm trying to get in touch with my paranormal side. So hopefully I'll have some good stories for you later. But love your show. All right. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.